another 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I don't go to bars and shotgun. I've been doing it on the west side with Baser on our patio. Possibly in the next couple days, once we enter these new phases nationwide, we can start to drink at bars again and shotgun. You know what I'm saying? Lunch, over to you.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. Breaking news. The park by my house, the tennis court, the nets are back.
Holy crap. Coach,
they are
even
back.
Tell me to get the sound effect right.
Yeah, I didn't know you needed breaking news, but I just thought about I was on a walk yesterday, and I saw them putting the tennis court nets back up, and I was like, wow, tennis is officially back,
dang,
ladies and gentlemen.
All the things breaking in our country.
There it is. Wow, dude.
Actually, it's kind of funny that you brought that up. I want to ask you a few questions if you have time.
Hey, guys, I played tennis today online, though. It wasn't in person.
And I was gonna get into Wimbledon, but then I told them no, I didn't my seating. And then I started the
career mode. Yeah, I decided not to play Rafa.
Yeah, I decided to
retire.
I decided to go to the French Open, but I told them, oh, no, I don't like it down here.
You guys, I'm not joking. This is a serious topic. It's a question for Lunchbox. A couple of questions. You have time.
Yeah, I got time. I
got
time
because the
nets are back, and I think the playscape might be open, but the swings were still roped off.
Imagine that. All that yelling with the caution tape, and it's open a day later.
I know.
Classy coach.
Hey, I thought the same thing. I'm like, I yelled at that dude like 3 days ago.
Well, and you know the awkward thing? Whenever you have a yell or a confrontation, you'll see the person within the next 24 hours. Guaranteed. Every single time. That's Murphy's Law.
So, Eddie, what are your questions?
How often do you drive your car around the neighborhood?
Every day when I have to go to my job.
Not you, Ray. I'm talking to Lunchbox.
Coach, I thought we were
How long do I drive my car?
Yeah, do you ever just drive around the neighborhood? Leisurely?
No.
What kind of car do you have?
I take the train and the
05 Altima.
Nissan Altima?
Yeah.
What were you doing 2 days ago at approximately 4 p.m.?
Dang. Let me get that breaking news.
See, here's what I'm saying. He's going to ask me this, and this is why if I ever got pulled into an interrogation room, I have no idea what I was doing 2 days ago. Hey.
I expected that answer. 2 days ago at approximately 4 p.m., a man in a gray Nissan Altima.
Was it an 05?
Approached a woman jogging in your neighborhood.
Hell no.
And you know what? They effed with the wrong chick. He pulled up, and the description is a white man with a little fuzzy beard, you know, kind of Lunchbox's height, skinny, she says. And he pulls up and he says, get in the effing car. And then he yelled at her and she said, excuse me? And he goes, I'm not kidding. Get in the effing car or I'm going to make you. So she gets her phone out and starts taking pictures, acting like she's taking pictures of the guy. The dude freaks out and he takes off. And I was like, that's genius of a chick. First time I read the story, I'm like, wow, that's really strong girl with good reactions. That's how you do it, right? Then I'm like, wait a minute. A Nissan Altima? Skinny guy with a fuzzy beard? Lunchbox, I'm going to ask you one more time. Look at me in the eye.
Here we go.
Was he wearing a Cubs dad hat?
He had a Kansas Jayhawk sweatshirt.
Because if he had the bucket thing on.
The bucket hat is straight fire, guys. We put a poll up. People love the hat. It is such a cool hat.
It is a cool hat. It depends, though, the rest of the stuff you're wearing. You need to have, maybe a basketball jersey on with it.
Yeah.
It's really the rest of the attire you're wearing as well. You almost need to go shirtless with
that. Yeah, it's kind of, I guess it makes it look a little daddy that when I have a baby strapped to my chest. That.
It does look a little dad. It looks like you're ready to go to Home Depot.
But you know some chicks want him when they see him.
Yeah, but like when I go to Vegas for Ray's bachelor party and we're out of the pool, I'll have that hat on.
He's bringing it to Vegas,
You're
folks.
Not taking that to Vegas, Coach.
Coach, we were saying it can fly in your neighborhood in Nashville. We didn't say internationally roll with the hat, Coach.
No. Vegas is not international. And the pool.
At this point, it is. I haven't been outside the city limits, Coach.
The pool, that is a perfect hat for a Vegas pool.
If you're planning on going to the pool, that means we're doing some winning, boys.
What do you think about what did you think about Overton's idea to get the Real World Suite?
Who's paying for that?
Well, we'd all split it because we're going to have to pay for rooms anyway, so we might as well go in and get the Real World Suite.
But how many people can stay in there? Like, what, 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, easily. I don't think that's the one they went in the first season, though. I think when they did the reunion.
No, the first season is there. Oh, I see what you're saying. They renovated it.
Yeah.
They probably just call it that, huh? Like, it's just a
No, it's where they stayed at the Palms when they were the first one.
Okay.
With Steven and Alton and
Trishelle.
Oh, Trishelle, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yeah, I liked Errolon, to be honest with you. But all that is there, but you could go. We could go to Hard Rock where they did the latest season when they went to back to Vegas. I don't know when that was with It was a terrible season.
But hey, yes. Ray, didn't you stay in one of those like a while back?
Real World House,
The Palms with like a bowling alley.
What in the world?
No,
that was a mod.
No, that was.
I don't know. One of your rich friends. I mean, not me, Coach.
Yeah, but
Coach, me and Baser stay at Airbnb.
Did he not go?
No, he didn't go. Carlos went.
Carlos, okay.
Yeah, Carlos
coach.
Went.
We stay at Airbnbs under $75, Coach.
Got it, Coach. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so I got our PD in Vegas at 95.5 The Bull. Shout out, shameless name drop.
Big D?
Yeah, he's trying to, he said, how many rooms? I said six. He said, I'll let you know today.
He said, how about one?
Should I have started smaller?
That's legit, dude. I'm in.
Okay. So
does that mean we got to share rooms?
I mean, so the only thing I've gotten from Eric Dodd, he told me he snores. He said maybe I get my own room, but he doesn't care. He just doesn't want to affect somebody else's sleep. Me, I'm fine to roll four deep, boys. But yeah, if you want your own room, then somebody pays and does.
No. I didn't know like how many people had committed to going. So how the room situation?
I think right now we're at a solid seven.
Because I definitely don't want the snorer in my room because I'd like to get some sleep. I already deal with crying kids at my house, so. When I'm passed out, I don't want to hear. That would be annoying.
Guys, and also, I do have something to admit when it comes to the bachelor party.
Oh, God.
I did have a couple too many drinks at Johan. He's going to the bachelor party. At his birthday party, ended up talking with one of his friends, told his friends about the bachelor party.
And now he's coming.
I had a couple more drinks. I invited his friend, and his, his friend booked his flight.
Some guy you don't even know.
So he's a friend of a friend.
Jonathan knows him very well. I don't know.
Hey, but no, that's not a problem. Like
guys, he's very nice.
He could be a good dude and a future friend. That's not a big deal.
That's not a big deal because I think okay. I honestly think there's going to be listeners that show up to Vegas the last weekend in June for your bachelor party hoping to run into us.
Okay.
Okay, coach. No, there's no chance they're going to do that.
Yeah, like I'm going to invite Brady Behans, who's a big listener who lives in.
Oh, he lives there.
You have to, though.
He's got
to
meet
up. For us.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was basically our local bookie.
Hey, did you see that number I texted you again?
Yeah.
Did you call him?
Yeah, Coach. I called him with my other hand that I was just not letting touching the board.
So we're about to call.
Hold on. So you're inviting Brehans and you guys, who else? Dial? Is Mo coming?
I don't Ashley? Know. That's what I'm saying. I think Locks will in. I have a feeling Ray invited Locks.
Did you invite Locks,
Ray? I think Locks threw it around, but he hasn't really talked about it.
Because I feel like they're like friends that he doesn't tell us about.
No. Me and Locks are fine, but nobody else knows Locks. So, and it's like right now, the way I have it, boom, I can hang with my crew. The fact that nobody knows Locks, it's a little bit of a weird situation. Do I want Locks to go? Yes, but I'm saying with the dynamic.
Okay, there you admitted it.
But
there,
I'm saying with the dynamic right now, I want to hang out with Locks, but at the same time, I'm like, dang, dude, Billy's going to be there. Lunch is rolling out for the first time in 10 years. I got our boy Overton from the straight up NFL. It's like these guys I want to catch up with. If Locks wants to do a Nashville in the middle of January,
But if Locks is a cool dude, he can mingle with the other guys.
Then he can. Then he's fine. But I will not be able to spend any time with Locks.
You will.
My friends over America going.
You're
going
to be doing a group thing, Coach. And everyone's going to. The cool thing about doing something like this, and my bachelor party was cool because I had they were all my friends, but they were all friends that I knew from different places.
There's going to be a small phone dial, guys. Just talk.
That's fine.
Coach, and they all, at the end of the weekend, got along, and some people still keep in touch because of that party.
That's the whole point. Like, I had friends from college that never had met my friends from, when I was little, and we just had a bachelor party, and it's like, wow, okay, and every once in a while, someone will send something to the group text from my bachelor party, which was 5 years ago.
That's great, man.
And so I think it's okay, right? And it's especially in a place like Vegas, when even you can just wander off and do stuff by yourself if you want.
If I wander off and do something by myself, somebody punch me in the face.
Coach, you usually wander off and head to your room and go to sleep at 7.
Are you going
to
set up your boy?
I will. I'm going to get him on, and then we'll set it up.
All right.
LB, what's going on?
All right, Steve. Everybody, welcome Steve to the show.
It's everybody, you pile of turd. It's not just his show. What's up, Steve? It's Sizzin.
Hey, Susan, how you doing, man?
What up, dude?
What up, Steve? It's Eddie.
Eddie, dude, what's going on?
Okay, all right.
Lunch is going to set this up.
So this is going to set this up. So Steve had a question for us. He is interested in this chick he works with.
Okay, what kind of job is this?
I don't know what kind of job because I don't know how much he wants
keep
to reveal.
Keep his anonymity, guys.
I just want to know what kind. I don't care where.
Okay, what kind of job do you have?
He's
Steve?
On the front. He's a frontline worker. He's curing.
Coach,
COVID.
Shut up and let him talk.
I'm an engineer at a company that builds ships for the Navy.
Okay.
Great, love it.
Okay.
We're just sitting right next to some microphones talking about nothing.
He is interested in this girl at work. The only problem is it's the boss's daughter.
Love it.
Oh, cake.
And so he wants to know if we should send her a video or if how does he go about it without jeopardizing something at work because it's the boss's daughter?
I have a question. So, Steve, so have you already kind of made it apparent that you are interested in her?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. I mean, we've hung out a bunch outside of work, and I don't know. I mean, her dad just kind of like hangs out with us as well. Like goes golfing, shoots the breeze, has a couple of drinks. It's just been a kind of a slow roll because she sits 10 feet from me.
Nice. Perfect. Thanks for keeping it 6 feet apart. Wait,
when you say you hang outside of work, like you hang out one-on-one outside of work? Okay.
Once or twice, maybe, but not really.
And what was that like, the once or twice time? What was that like? What was the chemistry
palms.
Like?
Good question.
Yeah, so she came over. Her and her dog came over, and we went fishing out back. Had a couple beers.
Okay. Oh, man. So how long have you been interested in her?
I mean, when she first started, wow, we were both seeing other people, so it wasn't really an option then. So I don't know, maybe 6 months.
Okay. This is interesting. So and you said something about her mom mentioned, like, oh, you should ask my daughter out?
Yeah, get him, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, so I've gotten to know her mom as well. Obviously.
Oh, well, you bonus round.
Her mom owns a restaurant in town, and I went to go pick up lunch, and she came out to talk to me, and she gave me this whole long story about Brittany and how she really needs to find a good guy, and that her and her dad would not be upset in the least if I asked her out.
Oh, my God. This is on a tee.
Hold on, guys.
This is 150-yard
par three. Go to the gas station, get a Jimmy, and go see her.
Coach, shut up.
No. Here's the thing. That could be just mom and dad.
No.
They have, no.
Oh, my God.
No, trust me.
Well, you got to ask the grandpa and grandma too, Coach? Come on.
No. I'm not saying he has to know that she's interested. Like, this is nerve-wracking.
She went to the house. They fished together. She brought, like, how many chicks came to your house just for fun, for no reason, without being interested in you?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go back to this conversation, but I've had friends that are girls that have come to your house
and go fishing with you?
Yes.
In the backyard?
No, I don't have a pond in my backyard.
Okay,
so.
Look, listen, Steve, I think it's already amazing that you're in with the parents. That's sometimes the hardest step. I feel like a daughter is so close to their mom or dad, and they take whatever they say so seriously, and it affects the decisions they make. You've already cleared that step, dude. To me, you're sitting at a 150-yard par three with a ball teed up, ready to go in the hole.
Coach, 150 isn't a good coach.
Yeah, that's not a gimme.
Coach, that's Shank City. That's closer than that.
That's going left, right.
Okay,
I mean, that's
okay. Yarder?
You're ten yards out. You just have to hit.
No,
he's not.
You're
in.
6 inches from the cup is what you are for eagle. That's what is looking like right
Listen,
now.
Listen, in your case, dude, you're about 3 inches from the cup right now.
So, do you want us to send her a video saying, "Hey, you want to grab dinner, like romantically, or
why us? I feel like Steve can do this. I feel like Steve's in.
Yeah, but Eddie, I feel like, I don't know, since we've worked so close together, like maybe I'm teetering on the friend zone with her.
And right,
like,
so he's getting
I just
nervous.
Randomly ask her out, and she sits 10 feet away from me and says no. Like, how awkward is that going to be for the rest of the time I work there?
True. I mean, with big risk comes big reward.
The big risk are big chances, and you can hit it big or you can strike out.
Yes.
But
and if you do strike out, Steve, you just have to deal with it.
Well, if Steve thinks it's going to help, let's just do a video and be like, "Hey, what's her name? Brittany?"
Yeah.
"Brittany, what up, girl? You got a date?"
No,
Steve,
we say,
man.
"It's Brittany B."
Okay, then okay. We roll with that and we're funny for a second, we send her that video and that breaks the ice, then there you go. We'll do that.
Oh,
yeah,
hey,
like that's a good idea.
Steve, what do you think if we, in the video, we do the talking for you?
No, no. At the end of the video, I'll be like, and Steve has a question for you.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Ooh, like how? Yeah. Oh, he doesn't like that.
At some point, I have to grow a pair.
True.
Well, dude, you have to grow a pair anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so how do you want us to end the video? Do you want us to say, hey, he'd like to, you know, explore something? Or you want him to just say, hey, he'd like to buy you dinner? Or do you want us to leave it up to you?
I don't know. I mean, just give me a good sales pitch. And then just maybe say something like, after the whole COVID, you know, quarantine thing's over with, you know, you should let him take you out to Woody's, which is like the restaurant in town.
Right down,
to go to
Woody's.
Okay.
Woody's.
Coach, so yeah, so we're going to do that for you, and I love the COVID angle. We can say things have slowed down a little bit just because of the nationwide pandemic.
But his heart hadn't slowed down beating for you.
Okay, there we go. Good. We'll include that in the video.
So you're going to do a poem?
That's all right, perfect.
Pimp, we'll do a video
hey,
for you.
All right, Steve, we'll get that hey, video to you. Dude. Thanks for coming on, dude.
All right, see y'all.
All right,
later. See it.
Later, and we won't charge you that usual cameo fee that Lunch charges. This will be a free one.
Yeah, man, hey, that's a big deal. Lunch
hey,
usually...
so Steve, we can do that for you, but it'll be my fee of $29.99.
And I can promise you I can get it to you in less than 24 hours.
Hey, if you are bored this week, hit me up on Cameo, guys. I mean, I got time and I got videos to make. Whatever you want me to say, I got it.
Coach, I'm paying for a Cameo, and I'm going to have Lunch have to say that he likes dudes.
Okay. Oh, that is great.
My name is Lunchbox's Cameos for Ray, and I like men.
Hey, baby box, cover your ears.
What he'll do for $29.99.
Oh, he'll do anything. This dude would do anything for $29.99.
Guys, money's money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys don't like money. I'm sorry.
Dude, but I'm glad you're bringing up the bachelor party. I feel like nobody else is talking about it. I'm like, have you guys never been to a bachelor party? Yeah. Typically, they're pretty fun.
I don't understand.
I got Eddie. Anytime we bring it up, he's like, no, guys.
I don't think Eddie's going. I'm going to be real with you.
He's not going. I'm going to be real with you. He's not.
The only reason I act like that, Coach, is because, yes, in the bottom of my heart, I feel like I'm not going to this.
You're not going. But now is the time for flights. We're talking under
$99 each way. Unbelievable.
Man, that's four cameos for you.
That's not bad.
Wait till our boy Big D comes through with a solid hotel. That's going to
Make it even better,
up the pot
dude.
A little bit,
hey,
dude.
Hey, can he do the hotel rooms and maybe some casino vouchers?
Hey, some credit at the craps table.
Get a $200 marker to start the weekend off.
You know, a little help with the atmosphere around the boys. You know what I'm saying?
We end up getting cleaned out. We're trying to call him for a marker. He is friends with a lot of the dudes in Vegas.
I mean, does it work like that in Vegas?
Well,
like,
if you're an athlete and you're rich, you can get a $60,000 marker.
You can get a $500,000 marker. Where did you come up with $60,000?
I'm going to show you. I did this from this. Marshall.
Off, we're not athletes. We're not.
Well, if you're like if some of them, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this true story. There are some. My wife works in the industry where she was marketing concerts for Las Vegas. There are people that get craps tables in their room. Like they set up table in their room.
Yeah, but they got to play, right? With their own money.
I understand. But that's the same
thing. What's the marker?
Marker is just you're good for the credit. They know you have the money.
Oh, so it's not free.
So you don't
money.
Have to have the, you don't
you guys
have to,
ready
right.
for this? Here's how I came up with the $60,000.
You don't have to have $60,000 on you. They know that they can wire the money from your bank, so you just fill out a form.
This is Brandon Marshall saying he was losing his ass in Vegas. He used to be a football player.
Does he know who he is anymore?
Well,
no.
Okay, so he was. He was a baller receiver for the Broncos, played some Jets. But
Bears.
Apparently Jay Cutler straight up hooked him up because he ran out of markers in Vegas. Here's the story.
I love this pick. This can be a sleeper. Rookie
in trouble, you're going to be good.
That's a hell of a good
wow,
pick.
Coach. Like, well, Coach, what's the right. pick?
And we'll also comp the suites and everything.
Yes.
Nice. He gets to it.
No.
Yeah.
So I'm at the Mirage.
There you go.
I lose 70,000. I call my people. I'm like, yo, get me at the Wynn. Now I'm chasing. So I go to the Wynn. I lose another 70-something thousand dollars, bro.
Like
I'm literally in the Mirage Hotel. the Wynn Hotel. And I call Jay. I'm like, Jay? I'm in some trouble. I need 60,000. He was like, B Marsh. You know, Jay, you know, it's bilingual. You can see it through the phone. He's like, all right, this is what we're going to do, though. You're going to sign a paper, some type of document. You owe me Soon as I landed, he had that $60,000 check. I paid the marker off. We went back into the season, made my little couple hundred thousand, and you know, went on from there.
Hey, that sounds like us in Vegas.
Who are these dudes? Hey.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's
if any of you fools called me and said, I'm in trouble, I need $60,000, I'd hang up on your ass.
Our version of the story would be, Eddie, hey, Ray, I lost $60. What are the odds of you pulling an ATM card and helping me out?
And then Ray, I can just see his body language. He's like, oh, come on, Eddie.
Like, then, I listened to that.
But then as soon as I got out of my car, there was Ray with my $60.
I listened to that.
And Bud Light.
And I love the way he says, man, at that point, I'm just chasing.
That's like, scary.
Chasing? You're drowning, dude.
No, chasing it means he's trying to catch up.
I understand.
Like if you're gambling and you're chasing it, like, literally leave Vegas. Because that's just, Coach, that's how you lose houses and stuff.
The fact that he was chasing $60,000. I chased $100 one time. I was at the Cromwell.
Okay, because we've all chased $100.
No, this is what I'm saying. And so I'm feeling bad about mine. And then I hear that story and I'm like, oh, I got nothing. And I put $100 on red and it lost. And my buddy Jared looks at me.
At that point, I'm chasing.
No, and he looks at me and goes,
I called Jared. No, Jared.
I went to Jared. Subway?
And Jared said, he's in prison, dude. He's in prison.
Jared, I need $100.
Jared looked at me. I need a 6-inch sub.
No. Jared goes, dude, we got to do 200 on red. We got to get that back.
You're chasing, B-Marsh.
Chasing.
So we put 200 on red.
You chased?
And it hit black.
Oh, now you need a marker, dude.
Okay, so now
who did you call at that point?
Jared.
Batter's box?
No, I called Jared. No, Jared's with me. I didn't need to call him. He's right there. And I was like, dude, we got to be done. He goes, no, dude, we got to get that 300 back. Let's put 300 on red.
Oh, now you're chasing, B-Marsh.
And I'm there with Garrett, Greg, Jacob, Jared.
Jared from Subway.
Everyone knows who those people are. Perfect. So, keep naming them.
He looks at me. He's like, dude, we got to do it. We got to do it. We're hammered. And he's like, this is.
No.
And I'm like, all right.
You guys were drinking?
You guys are doubling down on red and black?
And so, of course, we're chasing. We're going to get that. I mean, this is just to get back to even. So we put 300 on red.
It gets black.
Black.
Oh, you're B-Marsh. You are chasing right now. So we go to the win. And we got another.
So here we are at the Mirage. I mean the win.
And I was feeling terrible. Like, that was it. I was done. I went back to the hotel. I went to bed. I was done. I was hammered. I was so mad. I walked right out of the casino. Didn't even say bye to Jared or Greg or Jacob.
Classy,
any of them.
Dude. That's how he's going to end the Bachelor weekend.
Coach, he's done that many times.
You start losing in gambling, so you take it on your friends by not saying bye to them.
Yeah, I was out.
Coach,
I was
like, he's done this on the show. Remember when he didn't talk with the last 20 minutes of the show because he's pissed?
No. That's different.
The same thing.
No.
You're a Baylor.
No. I'm not a Baylor. It's just you didn't want to participate, so I got frustrated for why do I
bailed.
So, right.
You know, it doesn't even make logical sense that you don't do well in casino gambling in Vegas, but then you take it out on your friends.
I understand. Listen, nothing makes sense in Vegas.
I stubbed my toe, so that night I didn't sleep. What? That makes no sense how that even relates with each other.
I know it doesn't relate. It's sort of like people that get mad at the dealer. That makes no sense because the dealer is not doing anything to you. The dealer is literally just flipping over the cards.
Making minimum wage.
But there are people that get so mad at the dealer, like it's the dealer's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make any sense whatsoever either. There's a lot of things that don't make sense.
Oh, man. Dude, that B-Marsh story is scary. Never chase if there's something to learn
from. No. I don't understand how you can just... I get he's a millionaire.
Yeah. What don't you understand? He just said it. So he gets a bailout, right, from Cutler. And then next year he plays his season and then makes his couple hundred thou. And then there you go. Pays the money back. That's the thing. When you know you're going into a season that you're just going to make some easy money, like.
Dude, but all he was doing was winning his own money back.
That's all he was doing.
Well, Coach,
he was getting back to even.
That's called chasing.
I can't understand. The feeling of that's why you guys need to watch Molly's Game, the poker movie I told you about.
I have Ray's movie first in the list.
Clove Kitch Killer.
Why do you think mine is worse than that?
I don't. This one just sounds real interesting.
Somebody already hit me on Twitter and they said, thanks for the rec.
On Molly's Game. Yeah, I know. I saw
my buddy Tim hit me up. He said, hey, what's that movie Ray was talking about?
Clove Kitch Killer. Apparently people like these Boy Scout.
Oh, I'm glad you
thrillers.
Say Tim because everybody knows who he is.
Well, I didn't go Tim, Jimmy, John, and then Paul. And
do you want me to tell you a part about the movie of Molly's Game?
Speaking of chasing. You've summarized it. Chasing?
No, chasing.
Coach, okay, go ahead.
If it doesn't ruin the movie. Because I really do want to watch it.
Okay, then I don't want to say it.
Then why would you ruin the movie?
Guys, I'm going to ruin the movie.
It doesn't ruin the whole movie. It's just one part where you're just going to go, oh, my God. Like, you think that was bad, Chasen? Wait till you see this part.
Yeah, but that's a movie?
It's a true story.
True story. Yeah.
Dude, one time in Vegas, I tried to take out a marker, and they straight up denied me.
Well, Coach, because they know you're not good for it.
No, they look at you, and they're like, okay, you got a 50-cent marker.
This is the difference. They know these people. They know the money they make, so they know that there's a chance to get their money back.
So what should I have acted like? Like I'm an athlete?
No, Coach, you have no proof that you can get any money back.
You have to provide proof. You have to have financial backing.
So how did B. Marsh get a marker?
Oh, my gosh.
What does he do?
He shows them the paycheck that he got last week. And they're like, oh, this is what he gets paid a week? Okay, got it. He'll be able to pay this back.
You probably have to sign up at the VIP beforehand, and they have all your information on file. They check with the bank. Okay, then you have a card or whatever. When you go to the table, you just have a number you fill out on the piece of paper, just like, and they put it in the little.
Hey, real talk. Back in the day when you did markers and stuff like that and never paid it back, you would go missing and your body would be in the desert, right?
Correct.
What do they do now?
You go to prison.
Okay, that's it. So they just find you, and you owe this much money to Vegas. You have this much time to pay it, and if you don't, you go to jail.
I assume.
Okay, and you give them so much information, it'd be dumb to run on a marker because they'll find you.
Yeah. You give them everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, you give them your bank account.
Yes.
Is one of us going to have to take out a marker on the Bachelor trip?
Coach, no. They're not giving you guys a marker.
We don't have enough money to get a marker. You know what? Hey.
What's your name? No. Sizzin. No marker for you. What about that
Vegas?
Guy?
Ray.
What's that guy's name? Lunchbox? Okay, no marker for him. Anybody else of any note?
Jason Gibbles.
No, right. We have to do this on the Bachelor party. We have to go to the cashier or whatever and be like, hey, how do I get a marker?
When you check in, go to the front desk.
And be like, I want to get a $100 marker.
Dude, $100.
Mark my words, front desk, the old $100 slip of the bill always gets you the room upgrade.
Hey, I wonder if they would give you a $100 marker. If you took a paycheck, paycheck stub and give them your paycheck, and they'd be like, well, he doesn't make enough to pay back $100.
Here you go. Here's a chip. Good luck. Probably stick with red or black.
Hey, and that's what's funny. Instead of giving you a $100 chip, they give you
$100,000.
They give you $100. Like, it's a little weird. Because those markers, they say $25,000, $50,000 on the little chip.
It's not a chip, is it? Or is it just a note, like, or whatever, and then give you money, the money?
Because, you're right. Okay.
I thought it was actual marker they give you, and you just walk around to the pit boss with the marker.
Well, the problem with that is you can't, because once you gamble.
So you can't break it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You have to gamble it all at once?
Because I was sitting at a table at the Wynn.
That's how they get you? Oh, so the trick is I have to do a $1,000 bet on one bet?
If it's one marker for $100,000, you got to spend it all on one bet.
Yeah, and we also didn't. So you also have to do either black or red. Good luck, sir. Oh, God.
Or you can do a number.
A guy, I was playing blackjack at the Wynn one time, $15 table.
Or you can pick a soccer team.
And this guy walks up and he buys in with a $25,000 chip.
Is this the pay me, my friend?
No,
pay me, my
friend? That was him. That was a guy playing roulette. Not roulette, but craps by himself. But he bought it. I mean, I never knew there was a $25,000 chip.
Oh, yeah.
And he just bought in with it.
I really didn't think there was either.
Coach, I've never
heard of
such a thing.
I thought $1,000 was the max.
It was unbelievable.
But it makes sense.
I thought the black one was the max. So $500, the purple one.
No, yellow, banana, $1,000.
I haven't seen that one.
Dude, imagine me.
I've got a banana before.
Dude. Are you kidding me? Dang. Saturday, hey, imagine me, Vegas, Saturday morning, I wake up, got a bunch of bananas coins in my pockets.
Coach, one time when we all went to Vegas, I woke up and I had chips in my botas, and I'm like, "What? Why did I have chips in my boots?"
Yeah, usually when you're in Vegas, you empty the old pockets, and you have nothing more than a $5 chip and a bunch of other S.
I
awesome. Sounds like it was a good night. I got cleaned out.
We were there with my buddy, and next day he wakes up and he's like, oh my God, someone stole $600 from me. I don't know. Someone stole it or I lost it. He goes, I went to the ATM and I took out $600 and it's gone. Oh. It's gone.
Oh my gosh. He spent it.
Yeah, the casino stole it from you.
Yeah, like, they got their money back.
Did you play? He was like, I was playing roulette and I needed more money. I went and I got $600. It's gone. He goes, oh my God, I can't believe this. I'm so stupid. He went to the ATM and transferred $600 from his checking into his savings.
So he never did anything.
He never got
That's probably the smartest thing you could have done.
No, but he didn't mean to.
But
he
still.
Was, but he didn't
he
know
probably still has the $600
he
today.
He didn't know about it until we got back from Vegas. He thought he lost $600 for the next 2 days.
That's great. I like that story because it's a good ending. He still has the money.
Vegas was like, this dumbass is transferring $600 from one account. Oh, all right, we'll process it.
He had to pay the $20 fee.
He paid the $25 fee, and they're like, wow, we've never had somebody in Vegas go from a checking account to savings account.
He's doing accounting work. He's shuffling the numbers on the ATM.
The machine was like, are you sure you want to do this?
Oh, he must be an accountant. He's working through ATMs. Oh. Hey, do you remember Steve? This is the best story. Oh,
this,
Steve.
Is the, this is the best story ever.
So our buddy Steve, he's wasted as always. Oh my God. He's at the craps table and he's doing pretty good or whatever. And he's playing and then he's like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom. He takes a break.
No. He was rolling.
Yeah, he was rolling. He was making good money.
No, Ray. He was the actual roller. Like he was throwing the dice.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
Oh, you're not talking about that.
I'm not talking about
guys,
that.
Guys, you have way too many stories.
I'm not talking about that. He was rolling though. He was making good money. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he goes to the bathroom and then he's like, oh, you know what, man? I'm tired. I'm just going to go to bed. Take a nap.
He walks out of the bathroom. He's like, man, I can't believe I lost all my money. I'm going to go to sleep. Because he'd been up all night. It was 7:30 in the morning.
So it's like, all right, you know what? Quit while I'm ahead. He goes and he takes his nap or whatever. He wakes up a couple hours later. He's like, all right, let me go back to that table. That table was rocking. He comes back 2 hours later to the table. The dealer goes, we were wondering when you were coming back. Here's all your money you left at the table.
How much are we talking?
Couple thousands. He had thousands. Right. He left at the table.
He walked out of the bathroom and thought he lost all his money because he was so drunk and he went to bed.
No, I think he thought he was leaving for the day. He forgot. When he went to the bathroom, he was like, I'm just tired, man. I want to go take a nap.
Right, but he
but
forgot
I think he
his
had
money.
All the money.
He didn't know he had
money. He gets back and the dealer's like, dude, where have you been? We have all your money right here. Dude,
how crazy is that? This is baffling to me. So if he's not staying at that hotel, he just leaves. He never goes back to that table.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they have to keep the money.
They have to, yeah. I mean, that's just, you know how many chips they just grab off the ground? I mean, there's always people dropping stuff and, I mean, never getting it, not knowing how to do math.
People
thinking they lost and just get up from the table, but they actually won.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real.
I was walking through the Bellagio one time, my wife and I, and she looked down and she found $170 in cash just on the ground.
Lunch puts his foot on it.
And we, boom, threw it on red, hit. And I said, let's walk.
That wasn't your money.
No, hey, we got to clean this money. Hurry, find me a table.
Money launder.
Yeah, we got to clean it.
And they lose it. He's like, sweetie, we cleaned it. It doesn't matter.
That wasn't your money, coach.
But it's on the ground. What do you want me to do?
He put it lost and found.
Stop.
You need to go person to person okay. Asking them whose money
yes.
it is.
Hey,
dude.
Is this your $120?
Hey, did you lose $170? I did at the blackjack table.
I did in that machine. Well, did you find it in that machine?
Well, then maybe this is yours. Here you go.
Dude, you know how many people would say they lost? I mean, everybody loses in Vegas.
Everybody, hey, did you lose 170? I lost 500. I lost 600. I lost 300.
What did you turn that 170 into?
So we hit red. So we're up to, 340. We're like, wow, great. I'm like, let's walk. She goes, no, let's let it ride. Let it ride.
It's not our money anyway.
Black. And to this day, she always, she bring it up randomly and be like, I can't believe I let it ride.
I told you about my friend Brandon, who we were at the Vegas bar there, in the middle of the casino, there's the bars or whatever. And he sees some dude drop a $100 chip on the floor. And he goes, oh, sir, you dropped your $100 chip. Ah, dude, thank you so much. You're a stand-up guy. Here, keep it. And he gave Brandon the $100. And he was like, dude.
Only in Vegas are people that generous or
of course.
In the worst moods ever. It's a crazy thing you'll see in
and
Vegas.
And probably if it was a $100 bill, he wouldn't give it to him. But since a chip, he's like, hey, dude, here you go. Thanks for being a nice guy.
The thing about the chips do make you feel like it's not real money.
That's why they're smart.
So like,
that coaching, can you imagine
Eddie,
everyone?
You don't have $100. You've only got a black chip.
I mean, I want to think that they're smart to make, like it's a psychological move on their part. But can you imagine? I think the real reason is, can you imagine if everyone's got like four quarters and like just bills
ones.
Like, and they're all over the table?
You're right. It would be just a disaster of money.
Yes. Okay, who put the four quarters here for the dollar on 21 red?
Who with this dirty $1 bill that put it on just the black and it looks like it covered four different numbers?
The bill's all wrinkled.
Oh, man. Guys, so Ray, yo. Bachelor party, Are we making dinner reservations? What's the plan?
Yeah, so now that all these places have started opening up, yeah, we probably need to make some power moves. Honestly, we went flights, then hotel, and then yes, let's do reservations or whatever.
Have you guys ever thought about doing one of those kitchenettes, you know, like the ones that have a kitchen built in, and then you guys can go to the grocery store and
no. No, I don't go to Vegas to cook. Okay. I go to Vegas for them to cook me food because they got really good restaurants. They got world-renowned chefs.
I think the chicks on their bachelorette trip might be doing that cook thing because they almost got like penthouse suite condos.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well,
see, that's what I'm saying. I think it would be fun to get a suite like the Real World suite because we'd all be. It would be a lot more. You know, I'm just gonna go to my separate room.
Right. It's going to be more camaraderie. It's like the boys.
Yeah, that's what the
word
is.
But, like, you know, it has, like, a pool table and stuff. Like, would you ever use the pool table? Like, would anyone
just play
pool?
Well, yeah, maybe while everybody's getting ready to go out for the night or to go get dinner, someone's ready beforehand, so you're having a couple drinks, playing some pool.
Would you ever play pool? Have you ever watched Real World?
Yeah.
They always play pool.
They did?
Yes. It's the perfect thing before you go to dinner, before you go to the club, before you go gamble.
Okay.
In the Real World, they don't have a TV, so you have to.
Yeah, you have nothing else to do.
Exactly.
I mean, could you... I don't know how you would live in a casino. That would be so hard.
See, I don't think Real World really documented how much they gambled.
No.
They rarely showed them gambling.
Because you can't film on the gaming floor is the problem.
I mean, because these kids never went to the casino and they lived in it. The only one time they showed it was when the girls ran off with a rich guy and they were spending his money. But other than that, they never showed the Real World people gambling, which
and because they were 21, 22, so they didn't have any dang money to gamble.
Can you still not take pictures on the floor? Or video? Because we did. We've done it.
You have to ask. It's very iffy. Because one time I was playing blackjack on New Year's Eve
at
the Cosmo. And Big Dick was playing with us.
Excuse me?
And he was...
Yes, I was there.
He was a whale. He was gambling. There.
Who's Big Dick?
I was putting a lot down, yeah.
It was a guy we met at the blackjack table.
His name was Big Dick?
Well, he was richer and he was 6'5", 300 pounds. And he goes, my friends call me Big Dick.
All right. Sweetie, he tells his wife, why don't you head up to the room? I'll be there in a second.
Dude.
Hey, he has his kids call him Big Dick.
Your wife starts calling him Big Dick.
I mean, we were so
hey,
hammered. I mean,
hey, Mr.
So, of
Big
course,
Dick.
We start chanting, Big Dick, Big Dick, at the table. So at one point, we wanted to take a picture.
With Big Dick.
With Big
Dick. A video. And the pit boss like, I don't know. And he goes, here, I'll tip the dealer $1,000
for the picture.
Yeah. And the pit boss
said,
like,
go ahead.
Okay.
Dude, Big Dick just ran that table.
He ran. Dude, he won so much money.
But remember you were playing the Lions Pride or whatever at MGM? Is it the Lions Pride or whatever that slot game was? And it hadn't hit in like 50 years or something?
Yeah.
We did a whole video in front of it and no one ever said crap.
Well, I think it's different with a slot machine.
Oh, well, yeah. If you're playing at a table, you can't even look at your phone.
Right. You can't even have your phone out.
I get that, but you said the casino floor. And which was a rule at some point, because I remember being younger with my parents there, whatever, and there was no chance you could take a photo. Like, even back before phones, you couldn't take a picture on the casino floor. Now, I think it's different.
I think they've loosened it up a little bit. I don't know the exact rules, but yes, because they get mad because they think you're trying to do something. Yeah. I don't know exactly what the reasoning is, but whatever.
Coach, it's Vegas. They make their own rules.
Now, did you see what Reggie Bush said?
Was he chasing too?
No. Reggie Bush talking about money. He said, you are going to ruin people if you pay these college athletes.
But he was quoted saying that, and then he said he didn't give ESPN permission, but you don't need to give ESPN permission. They can just run with anything you say.
Oh, he did say that?
He like yelled at him on Twitter. He's like, ESPN, don't be so reckless. And then somebody goes, that was your literal quote. You honestly said that. ESPN's the media. They can report anything that you say without asking your permission. That was a whole other thing. Because he came out and said that. But yeah, that was his quote.
He said there's something that has never...
Finish the quote, though. So what's his problem?
This is something that has never been experienced before, and it's going to destroy some people if their foundation is not in the right place. Because he's saying these 18-year-olds...
I mean, it happens with NFL players. Like,
but NFL players are 21, 22 years old.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, yeah. I agree with him, but at the same time, you can't control someone and how they're going to spend their money. If they deserve to be paid, that's one thing. If they don't know how to handle their money, that's a separate thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of agree with them, but at the same time, dude, you've got to like...
And it's worrisome because they become targets on campus, I think. If you know...
Great like, call, dude.
Targets dorm from burglars?
Yes. The anybody. Rich kid lives in that dorm.
But they don't have to have their money on them, right? Like,
but you're going to know they're going to have nice things. Usually, most of them are going to buy a big screen TV. Some, you know,
Coach, did you ever get robbed in college?
No.
Yeah, neither did I, because I didn't have any money. The people that have money, like my buddy Billy, he got stuff jacked. I mean, if you have money, like the people know the rich kids. They know the places where the motorcycle pulls up and goes into the
dorm.
And
they steal the motorcycle?
Those are tough to steal, but you can lift them up. No, you can lift them up and put them in the back.
Well,
truck.
I get that, but I mean, that could happen with any motorcycle.
I understand that, but you just have to think that they're going to be more of a target because you're like, oh, he has $100,000. He's getting paid $100,000. Okay. As over here, Betty Sue. Ah, she looks like she's wearing rags to class. Like, I'm not going to rob Betty Sue. I'm going to rob this athlete that's making $100,000.
You know?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's a good point. It's a good side angle point, but I just don't.
I don't know.
I still don't see the problem with paying someone if they deserve to be paid and they're over 18. We all had jobs, like when we turned 16 or whatever. Yeah, were we able to handle our money? No, we had parents to tell us, like, hey, this is how you spend your money. Don't throw it all on whatever.
On black.
On black. Right. But the thing is, like,
they said put it on even.
The thing is,
or,
like,
1 to 18.
That's not, that doesn't depend on the university. That's not on them.
It's just interesting. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But Reggie Bush made a good point. I thought, I was like, man, I never even thought about it that way. But who knows? And guys, the English Premier League, they're coming back. Soccer, June 15th. Get ready.
It's all coming back. Boxing, UFC's been back. The soccer's back in full swing. Next thing you know, right around the corner, we got hockey. And then baseball decides to follow suit and football in the fall.
So, all right. Well, happy Friday, Ray. I'm excited about your bachelor party still.
Yeah, Coach, we still got a month.
I know, dude. But when I haven't done anything in like 4 months.
Dude, you and me both.
Yeah.
Man, I almost want to go there and not gamble.
Oh, and I want to give you an update on Catamino. I got a 9-piece puzzle. I finished it.
Coach, let me guess. It took you 30 minutes?
No, I worked on it for a couple hours.
Oh,
but,
Coach, good. We're proud of you.
Yeah, Catamino, before I was going to bed Wednesday night, I just, something clicked. I started moving and I was like, wait. And I saw it coming together and
Did Box help you put it together?
No, he was asleep. Well, he was asleep. Then he woke up. Then he was asleep. He woke up 4 times that night. It was really awesome.
Great, Coach. That is how you pay off a bit. Wow. What a happy ending on that one.
Good job, Coach.
Yeah. Catamino, guys. I'm telling you.
Catamingo. All right.
Have a great weekend.
Goodbye, everyone.